brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, Greg Palast joining us. Target Iran to look at what's happening also domestically and with the Libby trial. And we'll talk about the attack on the First Amendment. Gearing up, as they say, there's too much traffic on the web. It's going to be shut down. It's the evil 9/11 conspiracy videos are weighing the internet down. That is just insane. That's coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Vincent in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Vincent.
Alex, yeah, I just want to say I'm a big fan. I'm calling from Fort Hood right now, and I'm right now in the United States Army. And I've been listening to you for about the last 2 weeks. And just want to call, tell you how, well, supportive I am about everything and tell you how this Army is.
Who else is there in the background? One of your friends?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the barracks right now. Yeah, I'm in the barracks right now. Man, this Army, man, is full of Freemasons. I didn't even know what one was until I joined the Army. I didn't know what it was. I joined the Army, and I started seeing all these, you know, the G sign, everything on everybody's vehicle. My platoon sergeant, he's one. And they use their rituals in the way they think. They try to use it on us, and they force us by making us say creeds almost every week, every day. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
So they've got you doing a little brainwashing chants.
Yeah. I'm sure in all the military, if you're not one, you're not going to get ahead. If you're not one, you're not going to get ahead and go up in rank.
Well, it's big news in England that there are no judges who aren't Masons. Most of the barristers, the lawyers, are. And basically, they can't be sent to prison. It's almost impossible. And I know that because I had ancestors who were Masons, and one of them told my dad about it. I've told the story many times about how he had murder charges on him, and he had shot and killed, I think it was two people. They were trying to rob him. It was back during Prohibition. He was running bars in Houston, but he did the Mason in distress, and that judge said case dismissed. And that's probably not the best system in our free society to have folks be above the law.
I've noticed that a lot. There's been a couple of guys who, when they get in trouble, I don't know, some, I'm pretty sure most of them are Masons, and they get off easy. And some other people who do get in trouble or not, they get kicked out of the Army or they get the full extent of punishment.
It's a pretty serious problem. Anything else you'd like to add? What's the feeling on base about the Iran war coming up and 4 years running now with the Iraq invasion?
Well, as of right now, we just my unit came back from Iraq. I just spent a year in Baghdad.
How was it?
I don't want to go back there again. I'm getting out in October. I'm out of the Army, and yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm not going back there again.
What was the morale? I mean, on average, how many people think it's great?
Low, very low. There's just like everybody else in the country. They always ask, why are we over here? Why are we over here? Of course, we never found no chemical weapons. You know, we never found one. I myself, I can't say exactly where I'm at on air, but I myself actually seen Saddam while I was over there.
So you were in the green zone?
Yes. I can't say exactly where. I actually gave too much, but I can't say where, but yeah, I was in the green zone.
Well, we appreciate you calling, and sometime when we've got more time, call back in and tell us some of the things you witnessed. Give us an account of what life in Baghdad was like.
Okay, I will.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I just want to say thanks for putting me on air. And, hey, if it's possible, try to come down to Austin. I mean, I'm at Fort Hood. So I can disclose some more stuff in person. I can't do it on the... on air.
I understand. Yeah, come to an event sometime we have. We can talk off of the side for a few minutes. Good to hear from you. We support the troops. We don't support how they're being used. That's a clear distinction. We'll be right back.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then retransmitted over the GCN Radio Network from 9 to midnight. And then what, from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.? So for stations out there, we're up there on the ABC Star Guide satellite. 9 hours a day for your affiliates. We appreciate you picking it up and rebroadcasting it. Also, for internet listeners, we serve out the entire 3 hours free. It serves out on the podcast at Infowars.com. If you subscribe for free there, just click and subscribe to your iPod or MP3 player. And every day at 2 o'clock Central, it serves out to your iPod over the next hour. So be sure and take advantage of that. And also, we stream the show when it's live from 11 to 2 Central, and then we continually stream it 24 hours a day. So say you want to listen in the morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 9 a.m. to when the show starts. You miss something. It consecutively streams all 3 hours, 24 hours a day. And we're adding more streams, increasing the quality for you. It's all free, getting the information out there. So please tell your message boards, your MySpace account, your email list, please continue to help us reach more people. That's why we're having such a big effect. All right, he's with us till the bottom of the hour, and we're honored to have him for that period. And then we're going to go right back to your calls, Roger and Norman and Jason. And I'm going to do a phone blitz where we take a lot of your calls until the next hour when Jason Burmes joins us to talk about attempts at internet censorship and some really scary stuff that's happening around the world. Greg Palast joins us to talk about Target Iran, what's happening with the Libby trial, what's happening in Venezuela. Greg Palast, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Armed Madhouse, and the film before that was, in the book, was The Best Democracy Money Could Buy. He's also a documentary filmmaker. He's done work for ABC News, BBC, London Guardian. Thanks for coming on, Greg.
Glad to be with you, Alex, again.
There's a lot of stuff I want to cover in the 20 minutes we've got you now. Let's first get into Iran and your take on what's really going on behind the scenes there.
Well, I mean, to some extent, obviously they're rattling the sabers, but obviously we can't control, you know, like the supermarkets in Baghdad let alone take over Tehran. So I think it's very important to look at it as don't look at the Libby trial. Let's look at Mad Mahmoud in Tehran. That's the first thing we should be looking at. Obviously they don't want us looking at the Libby trial because the Libby trial isn't about Libby. It's about a view into an entire disinformation machine. It's a view into how the administration set out to deliberately and unfortunately successfully manipulate news, and that's the real story there. And they don't want you talking about that, so they've got bombs in Iran, and, you know, they're sending aircraft carriers.
Will the fellow over at Meet the Press survive the fact that it's now been exposed that he was a willing puppet?
Well, I mean, what was horrible is look at the, there's been a whole parade of a half dozen characters, and the worst being Bob Woodward. You know, it's shameful. I mean, I think that Bernstein should just prohibit Woodward from attaching his name to the concept of investigative reporting. He's a gossip monger who basically has been a willing conduit, just like Judith Miller in the New York Times. You know, the New York Times forced her out but she wasn't the bad one. She was just following the normal New York Times procedure.
Now, the same guy who co-wrote with her on the aluminum tubes, he's the one, 2 days before the Pentagon even broke it, clear conduit, breaking the news about plastic explosives from Iran to Iraq.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, obviously, you know, there's kind of an irony in complaining about Iran sending a few weapons into Iraq. You know, after all, we're 10,000 miles away, and we say that that being in Iraq is for our national security. This is a nation that's on their border with which they've had a brutal war that killed 500,000 people. They obviously have an interest in Iraq, and, for very little change, they can make a very, you know, big amount of trouble. But these are not sweethearts in Iran, but obviously, we're looking for reasons to kick them around a bit. But I think
put it in layman's terms. I want to get back into Iraq and Iran later before you leave us. But right now, the Libby trial, you're an expert on the Bushes. You've had them come after you unsuccessfully before. Last year, they tried to have you arrested for showing a FEMA camp when you were doing an ABC News piece. Go back through what's really happening with Libby for those that don't know.
Right. Well, what's happened is that it turns out that this is just part of a long campaign orchestrated mainly by the vice president, by Dick Cheney, first of all, exposing the name of a U.S. Secret agent, you know, endangers if someone else said it, it'd be treason, for God's sake. But the excuse, by the way, the reason, this is very interesting, the reason Dick Cheney has not been charged with a crime is that the president, and by extension the vice president, can make exceptions to the law on national security. So that is the only reason he hasn't been charged with outing a foreign U.S. foreign agent.
So they're invoking
his own exceptions to the rule.
So they're invoking the Fuhrer principle.
Yeah, we are the law, right? We are the law. So if we say give out the name, then it's okay by definition. So that's why Libby is only on trial for with a process charge, obstruction of justice. But it is really, he was simply covering up for the vice president. But what's interesting is the parade of journalists who admitted that they were handed material and that that this is not unusual. This is a process that they go through continually. So that basically we have something worse than Izvestia or Pravda, because at least in the Soviet Union, no one believed Izvestia or Pravda. But when the material was handed to New York Times or Washington Post or Bob Woodward, Judith Miller, or whatever, and Newsweek was in on this, Meet the Press, the networks, we have the impression that we are getting independent news. So unlike the former citizens of the Soviet Union, we actually pretend that we have a free press that isn't controlled.
But isn't that starting to change because of the $1.6 billion in fake news purchase that came out and the Armstrong-Williams and the Libby trial coming out now with Meet the Press?
Alex, if people listen to your program, yeah, but most Americans are still kind of sucking on that single conduit. They're either, it's either, Fox or NBC, CBS, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. They're still...
But I mean, how can you call it
in that blind alley?
How can you call it liberal media when it's been CNN and CBS and NBC and ABC that are some of the worst offenders?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the other thing is that basically they're taking direct feed from the administration and then still get called the liberal media. That's because they are social liberals. That is, they're pro-abortion or they're pro-affirmative action. But when it comes to issues of war and class and money and control, there's really no Democratic or Republican. There's one party that's kind of what I call Hezbollah Shekel, the party of money, the party of the cash. And it's one little group.
What do you see happening with Bush in his last year and a half in office? Do you think he'll survive?
I think he'll survive. The thing is that he's expendable to the Republican Party, which means they're going to load on all the evils, public evils onto him, while still the private evils will continue on, supported by both parties. I mean, we're looking at major changes in regulation. I think one of the more dangerous things that's happening is that Bush has ordered that in every single agency that there be a political appointee, kind of like a commissar, who will look over what every agency does, whether it's health and safety, environmental, wage and hour law, any of that. You'll always have Food and Drug Administration, you'll have a political appointee looking over the shoulders of these agencies, which are supposed to be enforcing our protection rules. So that's the type of thing that's going on.
Shifting gears to Iran, there's major carrier task forces there in place. All these reports now about, Iran may get a nuke in 3 years now. They can't be stopped. A lot of experts think they're going to have a sneak attack, or Israel is, maybe even using mini nukes, bunker buster nukes, tactical weapons on Iran. Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, they're always going to make plans. I think the main thing is to keep the pot boiling. You have to have all war all the time. You can't have a war president unless there's a war boiling. And Iraq is losing its charm, at least. So there has to be always a threat out there. Because remember, what's happening with Iraq is not only is the war going bad, but it's no one considers Iraq a threat, except for the poor kids who were sent there, where it's a threat to them. But no one thinks that Iraq is now any longer a danger to Los Angeles. That line won't work. So how do you maintain the concept of a threat? How do you maintain Guantanamo? How do you maintain a state of continuing war and therefore, all the limits on civil rights and all the shenanigans which are going on and basically setting up an internal spying mechanism in the U.S.? You have to maintain a war threat all the time. So Iran serves the purpose right now of the new war threat. They're better as a threat than, in fact, in actuality. I mean, so that if we had it out with these guys, then you'd lose the threat. I think that very important is to keep the pot boiling, and that works on both sides. Mad Mahmoud, who's, the president in Tehran, it is to his purpose to keep the pot boiling as well. The mullahs who really control him from the background are going to put some limits on him. But basically, basically, Ahmadinejad and Bush are a little tag team who are keeping the game going.
In fact, all the major CIA reports and other groups that have done an analysis are reporting that if they were just left alone and Iran was left alone, that clearly reforms would happen and this system is on the verge of being overthrown, but that by having a posture of military threat against them, it's the only thing keeping the hardliners in power.
Of course. I mean, there has, just like we have, they're coming to get us, the crazy guys are coming to get us, they have the same thing. Look, the Americans have aircraft carriers off our shores, right? So they keep the game going as well. They've got a problem right now with Saudi Arabia squeezing them by pulling down the price of oil to a little over $50 a barrel. It's still high.
Stay there. Let's talk about it when we get back. We'll be back with Greg Palast.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 13th, 2007. Gold $667.90. Ounce gold coins are $689.42, $346.80 for half, $173.40 for quarter ounce. That's $689.42, $346.80, and $173.40. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What do we do with you? You're on the
kingdom. We have to use the limited possession of illegal firearms.
What would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk?
Welcome back. Greg Palast is our guest. Final segment with him. We'll go right to your calls and a ton of other important news items. Greg, the new book, again, of course, is Armed Madhouse on the New York Times bestseller list. The website's gregpalast.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com right now. Continuing with what you were saying about the Saudis. Yeah, why have we seen a lowering? Certainly, it more than doubled from 2002 through 2006. Now we've seen it drop by about $20 a barrel on average. How low will it go, and what's behind that?
Well, we were down, in the Clinton administration, we were down around $20 to $25 a barrel. Then it went up to $77 a barrel. The price of oil went up, averaged about 120% above normal so far during the war. And, yeah, the Saudis were squeezing us. They've now, you know, they've been keeping oil off the market. We have a cartel. It was shot lower. In part, that was the October surprise. That is, that was meant to help Bush during the midterms, but I guess the life raft was not big enough. But even more important, my sources in the industry said the Saudis were much more interested in sticking it to Iran, which is their rival. The Saudis are Sunnis, Wahhabi Sunnis. The Iranians are Shia, and the Iranians want to maintain a stable price of oil. The Saudis like to see it go through the roof and then smash it down, which destroys any alternatives, whether it's conservation or oil from Venezuela or any other alternative.
It's a monopoly strategy.
Right. It's a monopoly strategy. You keep all the others out of the market by maintaining a very high price, and then suddenly when others jump in, you smash the price down, you bankrupt everyone, whether it's the oil, the guys who are melting the oil sands in Canada, we're spending $30 a barrel to do that. You drop the price to 20, and you've now bankrupted the Canadians. You bankrupted the Venezuelans.
I mean, every time they do this, it kills Texas wildcatters that I know,
these
small companies that go out and drill.
That's right. Every time the price is up to 40, 50 bucks, you got the wildcatters out there with their stripper wells, whatever they can do. The price drops to 20, and they go bust. So the Saudis know exactly what they're doing. Now, the other thing that the Saudis know that they're doing is making sure we keep our troops there. Over Thanksgiving, the king of Saudi Arabia, Abdullah, called Dick Cheney in to kiss his throne over Thanksgiving. I mean, this is a new one, where the king of Saudi Arabia told the vice president of the United States, you arrive in Riyadh tomorrow. That's quite amazing. And what's even more, what's not amazing, though, unfortunately, is that Cheney did just that. He went to Riyadh, and he was told by King Abdullah, you will not remove your troops from Iraq, because they're afraid that there are two things, that their Sunni brothers will get slaughtered, and there's some truth to that, and the other is that, even worse, that the Iranians will get control of Iraq's oil and therefore be able to challenge the Saudis.
And then Bush said, yes, boss, I'm going to put even more troops in.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it's like, I have a very good, simple solution. If Abdullah thinks we need more troops in Iraq, you know what? Call them up and send them. They have their army has more goodies and toys than any army on the planet per soldier. Let them go and protect their Sunni brothers. It seems that the marching song for the Saudi Arabian army is Onward Christian Soldiers. Every time they need an army to clean someone out of Kuwait, to protect the Sunnis in Iraq, somehow, the 101st Airborne becomes their mercenary force.
All right, final question for Greg Pallas, BBC reporter, writes for major news publications.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, they were sent there to get us out of the war. That was the clear mandate. High 70s of Americans in major polls want the troops back. Instead, continual escalation. Hillary saying in AIPAC meetings, yeah, go ahead and nuke Iran. What's going to happen now that Democrats understand that their party is totally bought and paid for?
Well, I think what happens is that people get discouraged, which is unfortunate. And there's a lot of disillusionment which sets in. People voted against the war, and the only discussion about it is whether we surge or not. You know, they've totally done a bait and switch. We're talking about whether to surge and not what are we doing about getting the troops
out. No, I agree, yeah.
And so, unfortunately, it leads to some disillusionment. But, you know, I just hope that people don't get disillusioned, because I do think that ultimately there's a long history in America of populist uprising, of populist sentiment taking control of the government. And I think that the popular will ultimately prevail here. They can't.
No, I agree. Everybody's waking up. People are angry. The left-right paradigm is being shattered. Greg, we got to get you back in studio sometime in the near future. Get you on for a full hour from a landline. Thanks for popping in with your view on things. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Bye.
Take care. There goes Greg Pallas. All right, you've been holding patiently. We'll get to Roger, Norman, Jason, and many others. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. On the other side, it's the GCN Radio Network. It's often imitated, never duplicated.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Welcome back. Let's go straight to your phone calls, as promised. Roger in Key West, Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I called you about a month and a half ago. I don't know if you remember me. I talked to you about Anatoly Fomenko, the history.
Refresh my memory.
It was about this Russian mathematician who wrote a book discrediting the history that we know. And
I do remember your call, yes.
Anyway, it's not about that today. Just a couple of things. You're talking about global warming and the sun. I happen to agree with you. I'm a bit of an astronomer. I have a very nice telescope, and I read up on it all the time. And the sun's in a 26, and the solar system is in a 26,000-year orbit around the solar system. And the way that the sun and the planets orbit around the sun, it changes from an elliptical at one point, and that's when we have our cooler periods, to right now it's in a circular motion. So it doesn't have a chance to get into a cooling area in that when it gets a further distance away. Right now we're in a pretty consistent circular orbit, and that's why we're getting a lot of heat on the Earth right now from the sun. I don't know if you were aware.
Well, interesting. I really, what type of telescope do you have?
I have an ETX 125 Mead. It's a Ketted Optic.
Yeah, my dad's got a 10-inch Mead.
That's a very nice telescope.
Yeah, well, when he bought it, I guess, about 15 years ago, he sent me down to San Antonio. Back then, they weren't sold in the department stores. He sent me down to some science supply house to buy it for him. And I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call because I heard some feedback there. But, I could take that thing out to Lano or Fredericksburg when I had family living out there. And, I mean, you could see the pink and orange and yellow colors of Saturn, the rings. You could see separation in the rings on a clear night. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to have that thing out in, say, Monument Valley, Utah. I was out there once, and it was like the stars were just coming down out of the heavens. You could see every satellite going over. It was so beautiful. But with light pollution, it's fun to just get it out and use it in the city. It's not that big. And just, like, aim it at a house, say, 300 yards away. And no, I'm not trying to catch a woman undressing. What's fun is to like look at geckos around a porch light hunting and eating bugs. And I mean, the geckos fill the viewfinder. They're just huge. And you can see take it out in the woods and see a hawk up in a tree 500 yards away and zoom it in so close that you're looking right at its eye. I mean, that's how powerful those things are. And what's great about it is you aim it at a couple different way stars or pole stars that are always in the same position, and then the computer calculates, and then once you aim it at a nebula or a star cluster or a distant galaxy, if you're in clear enough viewing to do it, then it tracks it along with it. And that's what I, at the top of stuff I used to do on the weekend, if I wasn't going to go fishing or camping or hiking, up in the mountains, I would go over and throw my dad's telescope in the back of my truck and drive out. And I also took photos of comets and galaxies. I could hook my 35-millimeter camera into a coupler and just take unbelievable photos. I took time-lapse of star movement. I took time-lapse of galaxies, nebulas, Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury, Venus, Mars. I took photos of, you can see the canyon on Mars, the ice caps. That's what I'd like to do. That's what I'd like to spend my leisure time doing. I don't have leisure time because criminals that are worse than the Nazis and the Soviets are in control, building giant FEMA camps, and, I have to fight them. Don't know why I've already digressed off into that, but, sir, it isn't just the Earth's position to the sun. The sun's radiance itself, the nuclear furnace in its bowels, in the last 12-year cycle, and I simplify, it's right under 12-year cycle, was the highest radiance ever recorded, and they've been recording it for several hundred years accurately. So this isn't our opinion, this is fact. And they thought that would be the end of the cycle. It's now accelerating from that cycle, and at current radiance increase, it will be double its, not size, but double its emissions and heat in 11 years. And if that happens, it's not going to be pretty. And all of the, you could smash up every SUV and turn it into slag. We could shut down every plant that's coal-fired. We could somehow cap every volcano and tear up every piece of pavement. It doesn't affect the sun. I guess there might be some Tructagillian calculation of reflection from the Earth back at the sun and perhaps some trillionth of a subfraction of a degree in some uppermost region of the sun might have some resonance mirrored effect. You've got me there. But for all intents and purposes, it's the sun. The entire solar system, Mars solar caps, Mars ice caps are melting because of increased solar radiation. In the last 12 years, the caps have receded in some areas by up to 100 miles. Massive. That's because they think the caps are a lot thinner than ours and are more like a frosting around the edges. But the frosting So it isn't just, you know, they pointed Mount Kilimanjaro in the last 50 years going from ice cap to not even having a cap year-round. I'm already digressing. The point is it's all a complete fraud. I've got a big stack of news on that today. They're going to give us a global tax out of it. Has nothing to do with it. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in South Dakota. Go ahead.
Hello, sir?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
How's it going?
Good.
I just want to talk to you about a few things. One thing I totally confirm about the change in like the ITT tech industry, we're totally getting a lot of commercials for like sheriffs and security. And also had a quick idea about spreading the 9/11 truth. You know, those all those e-bears out there, you know, they just like stick 9/11 truth videos out there, stick, say, like free DVD or whatever. I thought that was a pretty good idea. And also, like, the Simpsons episodes have kind of changed. You know, like, I see, like, one episode is, like, all about free press and how Montgomery Burns had a control over all the information and stuff like that, and they're trying to make a free press to...
We've got to not let them read the truth. Buy all the newspapers.
Yeah, and then there's other one about the Bill of Rights, how it's going down the tubes, and, like, they're all in FEMA camps and stuff like that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, they also have the one where the aliens take over the planet, and then the one comes in and goes, "General, the resistance is getting worse. You said they'd love us, but they had weapons of mass disintegration." I don't watch a lot of it, but I do see clips online, and it you know, it is Fox, and so they're just giving the people what they demand. But overall, I think, yeah, The Simpsons is one of the better things that you see there. I forgot. What was the first point you brought up?
I think it was, like, how the ITT tech industry, like, now all the commercials are shifting toward, like, Microsoft certified, or they were Microsoft certified, now it's all, like, sheriffs and security, and, you know, it's a total angle. I can see the same style of commercial, but instead of, like, the medical and the computer industry, it's more like the sheriff
sure.
and security.
Well, I appreciate your call, and those are some really great points. Let me just briefly elaborate on that. I tend to get sped up on air trying to cover all the information and don't detail it. The biggest increase, and you can go pull these numbers up, I've spent some time looking them up, and I've also read other press reports, and it's been announced on television, radio, and in print, that the biggest growth in federal and state and even institutional you know, educational funding, grants, where people are having their tuition provided for them by the government or institutions, the biggest growth in that is in Homeland Security, law enforcement. And I've had on deans and regional heads of university systems. I had one on from Tennessee. He's part of Homeland Security. He's part of the neighborhood Homeland Security Watch. And at multiple schools that he's over, and he was going, "Yes, we have 14 new classes at one and 20-something at another. And, yes, that's the funding we're getting from the government to supplement people's tuition." So, and for some reason I always have trouble with this word. What's it called when somebody gets their tuition paid for? John? For some reason, every time I try to think of this word, it just sticks. It's like some that brain cell in my brain must be fried. John, what's it called when you, not a grant, not a loan? Those are other words for it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. About 3 or 4 months ago, you were running the show, and I couldn't remember then, and you knew. I guess that same brain, little cluster of brain cells in you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The whole thing is shifting over to the government funding, like they fund the illegal aliens with more tuition, with more grants, just like they, you know, have the banks giving them bank accounts and housing loans. You see a key corporate/government move, and they even say in the LA Times on this that, oh yes, it's to help stop amnesty, or help to stop blocking amnesty. We want to make sure that they grow roots here so they can't be kicked out. They said that in the AP a few months ago. Now they're saying it here in the LA Times. Well, it's the same thing with the big private banks literally print the money. They issue the money. And so they use it to engineer social engineering, social architecture. And everything is security guards. Everything is law enforcement. They're now going to give security guards police powers. And in places like Singapore, there's like, what, 7-8 times the number of private police there are government police. They're unaccountable. The same thing's starting to happen here. Oh, Blackwater mercenary forces can operate. And, yeah, it's been about a year since I've seen an ITT technical ad for electronics or computer programming or software engineering. And those are pretty good. You know, you can go get a two-year degree there, and you could get jobs in the past and go make good money if you had skills. It certainly wasn't an engineering, a 4 or 6 or 8 year degree. It wasn't electrical engineer degree, but they were good jobs. I mean, a lot of people got jobs at Texas Instruments, Microsoft, at smaller tech companies. They're gone now, folks. Over 80% of the high-tech jobs have migrated in the last 20 years, and now that last 20% is migrating, or they're importing record numbers of skilled visa holders to displace. And it's a travesty. And yes, we joked about how soon you would go to McDonald's and the hamburger would somehow be delivered from China, India, or Mexico. Well, they've done as much as they can. Hundreds of McDonald's changed last year, got rid of their tellers taking your order. It is someone in India, and they take your order, and then they transmit it over computer to the front window that then takes your money and gives you the food. And they've decided that it's better to do that. And it's with the cashless society, the same thing is going to happen. They're going to phase out all service, by and large. They'll just have a few security guards / managers at Target, Walmart. You'll all have to self-serve, but it'll just, at first it's going to be in the self, you know, first they put in some self-serve lanes, then they phase out the service lanes, and it's all self-serve lanes. But the next thing they want to go to is a cart that just scans it as you load it, and then you just leave. You're like, oh, great, that'll cut prices. Oh, great, that'll, just like McDonald's 50 years ago pioneered having the trash can saying thank you. And then, no, all you did was let them lower the quality, not have service there for you, and then you throw away your own food. And your table's dirty. Same thing with, oh, we're going to offer self-serve, and it'll cut back on gas prices. Until there's basically no service, and a whole entry-level position in the economy is destroyed, and it centralizes the economy. It's good to have more service. I've looked at the economic studies on this, but common sense already told me that. It's good to have people employed. It's good for any real organic economy. But a centralized economy doesn't want that. Your jobs are being destroyed by design, so you can only have government jobs, only have police jobs, only have prison jobs, or be in those prisons. Instead of having the great society make work, which was bad enough, and the make-work programs previous to that under Roosevelt, which got you into the system, now it's going to be in the spy squads, in the tattletale squads. And I've heard people calling to talk radio. Last year I heard one guy calling to Neil Bortz, and he goes, yeah, I'm up here getting my master's degree in Homeland Security at Texas A&M. The word scholarship. And I've got a full-page scholarship, and I'm getting my master's now, and I crunch data mining and databases, and we look at, like when you rent a car, they're going to make you run a detailed background check even on credit, and hooked into these governmental databases, and it's really great. And just there he is, snickering and laughing. Oh, what a great new job they've made for you. See, they're shifting the control of the entire paradigm. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. You're on the air, Tim.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I was going over Article 1 of the Constitution, and I came across two things I wanted to ask you about and see what you thought of that. There was one sentence states, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States. How's the Federal Reserve getting around that one?
The power was transferred to the Federal Reserve to direct, via its private board, the actions of the governmental Treasury Department. And then they are allowed, they basically violate the law. Since when does the Constitution stop these people? And then even non-shareholder banks are still member banks. Then they are allowed to loan up to 10 times and sometimes more out for any real reserves that they have accrued.
Another interesting point here, which is more towards the war than money, but it's still indirectly connected. It says, this is all under Article 1, Section 8, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. And we're going into the fourth year of the war here next month.
Well, that's right. Plus, it also says later you must have a declaration of war specifically stating the enemy and the goal and how long it is to be prosecuted before the president must return to receive orders from the Congress to then execute as the executive. He executes. He doesn't make law. He doesn't tell Congress what to do. The legislative is the strongest, then the judicial, then the executive. But instead, they claim a unitary executive with total power.
Did you hear Dave Von Kleist last week or this week? He was talking about this interview that Shil O'Reilly did with Jim Fetzer.
No, I didn't hear that.
He put a stopwatch to it, and out of 6.5-minute interview, 5 minutes and 1 second was O'Reilly talking over him, telling him what a kook he was. That's good Fox for you. We distort. You comply. It's all. I encourage people to read about Operation Mockingbird. It's all about the CIA media control.
And it's totally admitted. All right, we'll be right back with more calls. Great call. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey, lady, you love to shop? Then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbook, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Your balance will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing more.
joined us. We're going to start the next hour, wide open phones, tons of news. We're also going to have Jason Burmes riding shotgun with us to give us his take on massive attacks from 100 different angles on the Internet. And even if you don't use the Internet, that 35% of the public in the U.S. that don't, or Canada, this does affect you and the information you receive. It's very, very important. That is coming up amongst a lot of other important news. Also, vaccines, and even USA Today admitting that autism has now exploded way past 1 in 168. They play a little trick, though. They say, more than 1 in 150. As we told you, preliminary numbers that were coming out last year said now about 1 in 80. And then they said they weren't sure the numbers would soon come out. I haven't been able to find the actual numbers. USA Today says more than 1 in 150. So that's coming up, too. Before we end this hour, I do want to take a minute out to tell you that your purchase of the documentary films and books that we carry and that I've made at InfoWars.com is what makes this broadcast possible. But that's not the main reason you need to get them. The main reason is they're powerful. It's the best stuff, the best books, the best videos I've seen or read, and my 15 films, from Terror Storm to Loose Change Second Edition to America, Freedom to Fascism, huge discounts on all of them. In some cases, upwards of 75% off, a lot of them half off, $9.95 for Terror Storm. It's just there's a lot of great deals. Go peruse them at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com by linking through to the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com or call toll-free. They can also give you the mailing address, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Go. Order them. Get them. Make copies. Get them out to people. Aggress. Attack the enemy. Move forward. PrisonPlanet.tv is another key source. Almost 3 years in the running, thousands of pieces of media, and the films in high quality to be downloaded directly to DVD or CD is a great InfoWar tool. So use it now, PrisonPlanet.tv. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.